Kutat Teda, Tzav, Pesh Yud Dalid, second column, about 15 lines into the paragraph of Hey. Okay, after the Alter Rebbe explains the matzah before midnight, after midnight, we eat before midnight, but they eat after midnight because we have Matan Teda. And then he says, now we can understand why with 6 days eating matzah, you come to the seventh day of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Alter Rebbe started explaining there's Yam and Yabosha. Why is there Yam and Yabosha down here? Because Lamaila, there's Alma Diskasiv, Alma Diskalia, the hidden worlds and the revealed worlds. And he said, Malchus has both things. Malchus is called Eretz and Malchus is called Yam. The level of Malchus, the way it still is in Atzilus, is one with Hashem, and therefore that's the level of Iskasia. It's not revealed yet into the world. And the way Malchus comes into Bria, over there, then Malchus is called Eretz, over there is called Almed Isgalia. So he says, Vine, Malchus may kabbalah tzarev Hashem and mayor and tzofai de'amid is not Atzilus. Malchus, the way it is in Atzilus, gets the sustenance from the midas of Atzilus. And then Dafka through Malchus does Atzilus come into Bia. How does Atzilus come into the next world? By the lowest level of Atzilus, and the chain goes into the next world. Because Elokus, the way it is within Atzilus itself, cannot, Atzilus as is, which is like the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, one with Elokus, Bittul, cannot come into the level of Bria, which is Yesh Miayin, which is not Bittul. It's a Yesh. Yeah, that's the level of Malchus. Because Atzilus, the earth and the Kele, everything is Elokus. Shachet, Atzilus, Ubuchina, Saints of Mamish. Chesed of Atzilus is Mabit Gadlis. Ve'en ale klal b'chinas chesed debriya, which is the level of gvul. In other words, chesed of Atzilus is unlimited chesed. Chesed of briya is already limited chesed. The michol is on the right. The gabal ha'shpa b'shtavshim b'chinas chesed Atzilus shebeli gvul. So therefore, chesed of briya can only get the chesed of Atzilus through a concealment, which is malchus, which is concealing the higher level of Atzilus coming into Bia. Like it says in Igeres HaKadosh, Im v'anechi ofer ve'efer. Im lo'ei, so how could that level of chesed of Atzilus come into the level of Bria? It can't. Im lo'ei adei shemisalem t'chila o'er ha'chesed zeh b'chinas malchus u'mimena yer achakach ha'shefa b'bia. It has to come through the level of malchus. Malchus limits the level of Atzilus, and then it comes into Bia. Because normally, Malchus itself, by definition, royalty has to be removed from the nation. A king can't be buddies with the nation, because then he loses the status of royalty. Royalty means remimus. You're exalted from the nation. Like it said, v'amisnasim, we may say, Hashem is removed from the world. V'derech klal isnasim, so he's talkus, therefore, Malchus, though, is like this. It's explaining the two levels of Malchus. There's a level of Malchus, the way Malchus is still in Atzilus, the way it's removed from Bria, the way it's one of the 6-7 meter chenik b'china Malchus Yam. Therefore, it's called Yam. Just like the Yam, this ocean, conceals what's in it, okay? He says, Lochain, therefore this Malchus is called Almadiskasi, the hidden level of Malchus. The way, he's just explaining it. The way Malchus is still in Atzilus, as one of the 7 Midas of Atzilus, Atzilus is removed from Bria. So therefore Malchus is also a level which is removed from Bria. Then Malchus is called Yam, concealment. But but when Malchus comes down in to be revealed into the level of Bria, then it's called the level of Eretz. Then it's called the level of Eretz, because Eretz is Yabasha, which everything is revealed. That's where Malchus becomes revealed. Okay, top of it, 28. He says, but this level of Atzilus coming into Bria through Malchus, that's when things are normal. The normal routine of things. Ashtalshalis, Atzilus, and Tabria, and Yitzir. But when you start jumping around, Pesach, Giluyim, higher than Ashtalshalis, higher than the chain of the world, then there's a whole different story happening. He says, in normal routine of things, you have the hidden levels of Elokus, and then they become the revealed levels of Elokus. That's the normal pattern, the steps of the worlds. That it's impossible for Atzilus, which is Ein Sof, infinitely, to reveal itself into limited creations. First, it has to come into a hidden level of Malchus, the way it is concealed, which Taka stays in it. In other words, the way Malchus is in Atzilus, it's Taka concealed. It's only Ha'adav Amshach Levad, a revelation, a ray of Malchus, is what comes into Biyah, Lias Marker Lebiyah, the level of Almadiz God. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is saying very simple. There's Yam, there's Yabasha, normally things work. You go through the 7-10 levels of Atzilus, goes through Malchus, comes into Bria, 10 levels of Bria. That's the normal way. Amnom, Belel, Shvisha, Pesach, and Shvisha, Pesach, it all changed. Kriyas Yamsuf. Shaya Meirim is Galahar, Gedel of Atzumim, Melmailim, he said that it's Taushalus. And then was revealed a level higher than worlds. From the level of Ein Sof Baruch Hu Atzma Sefer Kol Alma Hashavu Mashve, meaning Shatzilus Vasiyah Shavu Mamish Tefonov, that level of, in other words, like this, normally Atzilus is higher than Bria, right? That's normal. Atzilus is higher than Bria. Normally 1,000 is more than one, normally, but that's when things are normal. But when infinite is revealed, then 1,001 are equal. So therefore, it doesn't matter if it's 1,001, it's still the same, 1 in 1,000 are the same thing. So what happened the night of Shisha Pesach? Yam became Yabasha. In other words, the level that is normally concealed became revealed. Now how could hidden become revealed? I mean, hidden as hidden becomes revealed. Because there's a revelation above hidden and above revealed. It's above 1 in 1,000. And therefore he says, Shebechin is helim shvagilu shebesedr shtaushas elim is almadiskas v'almadiskal yishav and mamish lefonim are equal. By the way, just to explain one more point, even almadiskasya, when you say the word, the hidden world, it's still called world, but it's hidden. In other words, world by definition, the word world is a limitation. The word Alma, discussing, in other words, even though it might be super infinite level of God which is concealed, but it's still a limitation within itself. In other words, yes, Atzilus is infinite Alukus, but there's still 10 levels. There's Chalchma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvur. There are 10 levels. See, yes, it's infinite chesed, infinite gvura, infinite teferes, but it's still chesed, gvura, teferes. So therefore, it's still called alma diskasi. It's still called a hidden world. It's still a world, which world, by definition, is a limitation. And he says, kivin sheba emes ene begeder alma klal. So because Hashem is not at all in the realm of world. And again, the analogy of this is food and clothing. Yes, clothing surround your body. You don't internalize clothing, but they have to fit you. They're still connected to you. They're not internalized. You don't eat your food. I mean, your clothes. But they still have to fit you. There's still a connection between the clothes and you. Bias, on the other hand, house, is one size fits all. It has nothing to do with your measurements. Therefore, when you have this level of Kriyas Yamsuf, it changes the world completely. What happens is that the hidden worlds become mamish bechinas gilu, become revealed, just like alma disgalya. Shaklolus helim atzmei bali de giloi, that the helim, the concealment itself, becomes revealed. Not only a ray, like normally a ray of malchus goes into bria. Here, the hidden level, as it is by itself, becomes revealed.
This is the procedure for any nitzim on rifa.
No. Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, yeah. Yeah. But in other words, like we learned many times, Kriyas Yamsuf is not Stam. Okay, a nice story in the Bible, that in the movie, whatever, which does it incorrectly, that, you know, okay, the Jew needed to be saved, God did a miracle, and he split the sea, and they walked through or around, whichever way, you know, and they were saved. That's a very nice miracle by itself. But Chassidus explains it's much deeper than that. The revelation of Kriyas Yamsuf was that the hidden world became revealed just like revealed worlds. That's what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore the Shivcha, the lowest Jew, said, Zekeli, they pointed and said, this is my God. They saw a level of Elokus. What causes this, the Alter Rebbe is going to say, to happen, that revelation, 6 days eating matzahs. They needed 6 days to eat matzah, or not, but nowadays I'm saying, to get this gilui of Kriyas Yamsuf, you need to have that revelation, that aved of 6 days matzah.
The question was Nachshon ben Aminah stepping in.
That was the Mesiras Nefesh that Nachshon had, was the final blow that made that revelation of Elokus happen.
It's a spark. It's like...
Yeah, that was what made it happen. That was the final blow, like the Makkah B'Pachy, the final hammer blow. He says, simply it means, that night there was a strong eastern wind. That simply means, if you take the story literally, the wind blew the ocean, the sea apart, and the Jews were able to go through. But he says, what does Kadim mean? Kadmein is Shalelam. Kadmein is Shalelam refers to Hashem, who is higher than world, Kadim. Kadman, I shall elam higher than world. Which is not at all in the realm of worlds. And through this, it says in the pasuk, the ocean became dry land. In other words, simply, again, when you take the story simply, there was water, Hashem split the water. And then they had dry land to walk through. Right? But if you look at the pasuk, that's not what it says. The pasuk says, Vayasim as hayam lecharava. The yam became dry land. There's a big difference if you say the sea split, and therefore now there was a path in the water. You know, on the bottom of the ocean, which is land, right? Of the sea, right? No, that's not what the pasuk says. It's a Vayasim as hayam lecharava. The yam became dry.
It was water, then it became dry.
Yeah, that means hidden world, Yam, became Yabasha, revealed. And that came, Ruach Kodim Aza, the level of Ruach Kodim means a spirit from the level of Elokus, which is Kadmei Shel Elam, infinitely greater than world, and that's what made it happen. Therefore, it's called Yam. No, 1 second, I skipped. Vizel in Yukriyas Yamsuf. Which is mekabel, it's miyam chochma lo datzilus, that takes from this hashpo from yam of chochma, we say for elam atzilus, which is the lowest level of atzilus. Ubezem is salmin hayishal atzilus, and therefore, because malchus is the lowest, all the levels of atzilus come into malchus. So malchus has basically all of them hidden. And what happened? Valkein nikriyam by day agilim mechinis kadmeinu shulelim. Shahaya made of Bechinus Malchus, which happened, Nasa Helem Ayom, the concealment of the sea, of the Yamsuf, came like they gilu. Ve'yabosha, Hainu atmosfer atzilus as bechinas gila bibya, which means the essence of atzilus was revealed into bia. Okay, now why is this relevant to answer your question that you didn't ask yet? What is this relevant to us? It shows, as Alter Rebbe is going to explain, by eating matzah 6 days. But a Jew has the ability, every year it reenacts. It's not the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's every year, not 3,500 years ago. Every year it's Kriyas Yetzias Mitzrayim, every year is Matan Torah, every year is Kriyas Yam Suf. Not only that, every day is Yetzias Mitzrayim, every day is Kriyas Yam Suf, every day is Matan Torah, right? Which means that a Jew has the ability to take all the concealed levels of God and reveal them. It's up to us to do, which is the power of the Jew. You do a little mitzvah, that's what happens.
But that was a revelation from God.
Yeah, but the Jews had to eat matzah 6 days first. Plus, you needed a guy like you said, Nachshon ben Aminadav, seemingly, which was a crazy guy. Jump into a sea, I mean, you know, Hashem doesn't go. You know, it's not a very normal thing. He probably didn't go into the shallow part either, you know what I mean? It was... Yeah, so that craziness of Mesiras Nefesh caused revelations of unbelievable levels of godliness, and every Jew could do that. How do we know every Jew could do it? Because Taita says Nachshon did it. That means every Jew could do it. Huh? The power of the person of the Jew. But you know what it is to reveal infinite in the finite. No, we don't know. Okay. Okay, from here...
Yeah, so what does that look like this these days?
Is that...
What?
Mitzvah. One little mitzvah.
Okay, let's go to Vav, the bottom of the page.
Remember that which happened with the Kriyat Yam Suf was level of Elohim?
No. No.
It's here.
Wasn't that they revealed higher than Elohim?
But it's happened in the Bria. It happened here with the Yam. It happened with the Gashmi.
That Atzilus became revealed in Bria as Atzilus is by itself.
So actually, the Mitzvah is higher because it's higher than this.
And Ochanami, to a certain extent, every Mitzvah does that.
Good point.
When you do a Mitzvah, yeah, you reveal Hashem's Kedush in the world. Let's just take a very simple Jew, okay? A Jew does a mitzvah. They become holy?
Yes.
No. Translate into simple English that everyone can understand. What does it mean a Jew becomes holy? What does it mean? When you become holy?
He goes higher.
What does that mean? It means that there's a normal way of godliness in the world. Normally godliness is not revealed.
Revelation.
Huh?
More revelation.
We said, what's the difference between when something is holy or something not holy? You can't say it means God is here and God is not here because God's all over. Holy is godly. Okay, we're not talking holy cow. We're talking about Kedusha, yeah? Holiness means a place where God exists, simply, correct? So the question is, God's all over the place. God's in Tumah. God's an evil. He's all over the place, or else it couldn't exist. So what does it mean, this is holy? It means that there's a greater revelation of godliness in the sefer than there is in the table. The table could stand on the floor. A sefer falls on the floor. You have to pick it up and kiss it. Why? Because the sefer is holy. What does it mean it's holy?
More revelation.
It's a greater revelation of God. Me and you don't see it because we're blind. We have a problem. We turn on the light, but we're blind. Tzaddikim, look, and they see it. Okay, Mashiach comes, we're going to see it. So therefore, what do you mean holiness? Holiness means, very simple, normally, the level of God that's in paper, because it's through Malchus concealment and then revelation, a very limited one, it becomes Yeshmiyai, and then Yitzir is even more Yeshmiyai because it takes a form. You know, Bria is matter, and Yitzir becomes Yitzir, a form, Surah. It becomes a form, takes a shape and size, and then a sea is when it comes into a lower level even, okay? But that's all, and things normally. Now, what makes a thing holy? There's nothing in this world, besides the day of Shabbos, that Hashem makes holy because He makes Shabbos happen. This book doesn't become holy because of Hashem. That Sefer Torah doesn't become holy because of Hashem. If a person wouldn't take the parchment and work it over for a Sefer Torah, and you wouldn't write a Sefer Torah in Lishma properly, you know, with the holiness of the... So who made that Sefer Torah holy? Who brought Kedusha into that parchment? The Jew did. Hashem didn't do it. Obviously, Hashem lets us do it and does it. But who makes it happen? Who makes tefillin holy? Not Hashem. The person makes tefillin that Hashem says when the tefillin are like this, they're holy. Meaning, you, by making these tefillin, cause me to be revealed more. So every time a Jew does a mitzvah, they're actually revealing an infinite level of God in the world. What do you mean, infinite level of God? Normally, God is a finite concealment in the world, very, very limited. And when a Jew does a mitzvah, they reveal the infinite level of Hashem in the world. So to a certain extent, every mitzvah is Kriyas Yamsuf. You're taking nature, which conceals God, and makes it holy, means you're revealing God. Now it happened really, you know, like every day is Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Lepel, we went out of Yetzias Mitzrayim 3,500 years ago on Pesach, you know?
They saw it, we don't see it.
That's because we have you need to go to a better eye doctor. You need stronger glasses. Just because you don't see it, by the way, doesn't mean it didn't happen. Right? You do it, you bring down. Like you said, you do something, money goes into a trust fund. You don't even know about it. But just because you don't know about it doesn't mean it's not there. The problem is not that the money is not there. The problem is you don't see it. Right? A little baby inherits the father. There's millions of dollars in the bank. And the kid is a newborn. Okay? The money is there. The kid's rich. He doesn't even know that he's a kid. I mean, he doesn't know anything. Does that take away from the fact that the money is there? Of course the money. It doesn't take away from the fact. So every mitzvah that Jew does is really Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvaysam. Why do we make a bracha? Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvaysam. He sanctifies, he makes us holy. That means we, through our actions, make this revelation of godliness in the world. So we make Kriyas Yamsuf happen, like he's saying. He's going to start, that's why you need 6 days of matzah. Who ate 6 matzahs? It's not Hashem. I mean, probably also does. He does mitzvahs too, but we have the 6 days of matzah. Don't we eat...
Creator of all these billions and billions of stars.
Yeah.
I put one penny.
Yeah, first minion penny in the pushki. Yeah.
I reach higher than that level who created all of those stars.
Yeah, correct.
Obviously.
Correct.
You have to say the penny.
The level of God that created the stars is a level of speech, which is the revealed part of Malchus, right? Malchus is speech. King rules by speech. But that's the way the king's revealing himself, not the way the king is in the palace by himself. Correct?
Yes.
So that level of God that created the world is like a king giving orders. That's not the king revealed himself. The way the king's speech is being revealing the power of the king. Right? People don't even see the king, but they hear his orders. That's the Dibur, which is the Gili of Malchus, the Gili of the king. But then there's a level of the king by himself. What happened when the Jew doesn't... And that level, by the way, they created Meina Mispa. By the way, you said it, you guys davened already. Meina Mispa lakechavim luchulim shem yisikra. God counts the stars and gives them all names. Not in those things you can add by a star, you know, for somebody, name it after somebody. Every star has a name that Hashem gave it. We don't know what the names are, obviously, but the Pasuk Tilim, David HaMelech says in Tilim, Hashem counts them and gave him a name. That means there are a limited amount of stars. If Hashem counted them and gave them names, it can't be unlimited. You can't have unlimited finite. You can't have infinite finite. That means the stars are finite. So that means, and yet when a Jew does a mitzvah, he connects to the level of Hashem that's infinite, which is even greater than that level of speech that created the stars.
any normal
to use a not nice word, one lousy mitzvah, which is not lousy, but one still is
tiny mitzvah.
Tiny mitzvah connects a Jew to the essence of Hashem. They create Kriyas Yamsuf. I mean, every day when any one of us does any mitzvah, we create Kriyas Yamsuf. We take the yam, the hidden level of God, and we reveal it.
God's essence.
Yeah.
Any normal Jew knowing this fact, principle, I'll be crazy if he doesn't do this.
That's not a true statement, because with all due respect to everybody in this room, you know it now, you learned it, I learned it, then we should be much better than we are. Okay, so you say if any Jew would know this, they would become Hasidish. It's not true. We know it, and we're not Hasidish. Why? Because there's something called Ruach Shtus.
Fulat.
Huh?
Not us. Something
fulat. Yeah. Something external is fooling us to not to listen. Because you know what the problem is? Like the Baditchever once said to Hashem, God, you're not fair. All the temptations of the world you put in front of our eyes. And Gan Eden you put in the books. Put the Tivus in the books and Gan Eden in front of our eyes. Would that could be better? He's right. The problem is we see good Gashmias. Ruchnias, you know, it's in the books.
When I chose my work careful, I said I'd be crazy. That means wash too.
Yeah, okay. And Achanam. Okay, let's go. It's late. Okay, Bob. Zel at the bottom of 28 first column. Zel she some te khomatz ge mashvi atzeres kin he kries yam so va ye beshvi she peiser davke. In fact, based on this, in Mitzvah tomorrow I'll explain. That's why the Rebbe explains that on the 8th day of Pesach we davke eat gebrocks. How we davke eat gebrocks? Okay, you could eat gebrocks. No, we davke eat, you know, huh? Well, based on what we're going to learn now and tomorrow, I'll explain why, what the Rebbe says. Anyway, now the Rebbe says like this. The seventh day of Pesach, Shvisha Pesach, the level of Malchus. Right? Seventh day of Pesach is Malchus. So in order to have this revelation of Malchus, there had to be a Hagdom of 6 days of eating matzah to get to the seventh day, B'yem HaShvi Atzeres. In other words, what causes this revelation of Malchus and Yam becomes Yabosha? It had to be the 6 days. Let's see it inside. In a Kriyas Yamsov Yeshvi Shapesa Davki Yamsov is the level of Malchus, which is Yem Ushvi, Kanadi Yem Rishon, is Chesed. Vyem Ashvi is the level of Malchus. But Ozdim Shechvin is Gala Bechinus Roch Kodim. And therefore, on the seventh day, which is Malchus, because Malchus is the lowest, it's rooted in the highest, therefore Malchus gets this eastern wind higher than world, that could change everything.